Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope all of you guys are having a beautiful day. I am having a wonderful day here in rainy, southern, sunny California. Hey, Lou, welcome back. Hi, Roseanne, welcome. Frankie, welcome back. Brina, how are you, girl? Welcome. Hey, Minnesota. How are you, friend? Okay, y'all, you all know the drill. I gotta upload my song. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you. Much appreciated. Blunt and I she brought that up a couple of weeks ago about doing a stupid show. So, yeah, we're gonna do the stupid show today. Okay, so the world of stupidity. Let's do the stupid show. But before we start off, I want to know, guys, is there a difference between being an idiot and stupid? Is there a difference? Is there a difference between someone who is an idiot or someone who is stupid? Okay, and the definition of an idiot is a stupid person. That's this definition of an idiot. Okay, now stupid. Let me put it in the chat. Hold on. Let me copy and paste. Okay, stupid is, according to Google, having or showing a lack of intelligence or common sense. So, Brina says, smart people can do stupid things sometimes. I guess if you keep doing stupid things. Oh, Brina, I guess if you stop doing stupid things, if you keep doing stupid things, you're an idiot. And Lou says, I've done some stupid things, but I don't consider myself an idiot. Okay, so. Again, going back to my question then, according to what Mr. I'm sorry, I can't say that word. Welcome. So if looking at what Brina says and what Lou says and what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, are there such thing as stupid people? I mean, do stupid people exist or do people just do stupid things? Okay. Rena says, absolutely. So, okay. So if you're a repeat offender on stupidity, okay. Says both. All right. So, if you're a repeat offender on doing stupid things, does that make you stupid? Does that make you an idiot? Again, definition of idiot, according to Google, is someone that is stupid. Hold on for a second. I want to check something out for a minute. Okay, I was looking for more definitions of idiot, and idiot is a foolish or stupid person. Okay, so, hey, shorty. So I have another word in there then. So is foolish the same thing as stupidity? Or if you're stupid, is foolish the same thing? I mean, I think I've done foolish things. Do I think I'm stupid? No. And foolish is a person lacking good sense or judgment, someone who is unwise. But in all fairness, guys, yes, they do exist, Lou says. In all fairness, have you guys ever done something stupid? Because I will admit, I have done stupid things. Do I think I'm stupid? No. So let me ask this. Do you think people are born stupid? Hey, Angel Bear, welcome. Or should I say, sweet Angel Bear, welcome. I mean, is there a such thing as people are born stupid, that people are not born with common sense? And I want to make it clear, I'm not talking about people who are mentally disabled. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about regular folk. Are you born foolish? Like, you know, you look at some people, you say, do you not have common sense? You know, because they are just repeat offenders on things that are foolish or stupid. Okay, Brina says, I consider foolish someone that's unaware of a consequence or outcome. Shorty's over there laughing. That's interesting the way you say that, Brina. Consider foolish someone that's unaware of a consequence or outcome. But is that foolish because you're unaware of the consequence? I mean, could you say that, you know, you're going to visit your neighbor, unaware that let me see how I want to say this. Could you go visit your neighbor and but you're unaware of what that neighbor could do, meaning maybe that neighbor had a bad day. No, you know what? I'm gonna take that back. Let's look at some of these shootings around the country. You go to work on a regular day, or you go to school on a regular school day. Everything's the same. You're changing classes. You got math first period. You got history second period. You know, you go to work. You know, you're doing this. You're looking forward to that 15-minute break that's coming up. But all of a sudden, somebody reaches into their gun, into their bag, and they pull out a gun. Or you're at school. You're on the playground. All of a sudden, the school bully starts going off. Are you foolish because you were unaware of the consequence or outcome? So I guess, Brina, I guess I'm asking, are you putting that in the right context, or have I taken it way out of context? Because I think all of us are unaware or the consequence or outcome of something. I think we're aware of that every single day. I think when we walk out of our house, we're aware to some extent of the consequence or outcome. Had I not gone to that store that day, maybe I wouldn't have gotten shot. Had I, listened to the teacher and had, she told me, don't go to the art room, but I did. And someone in art class was going off that day and I got injured or I got killed. Aren't we in some form looking at a consequence or an outcome? And Brina says, I know a lot of people that don't think things through. They're super impulsive in that way. But are those people foolish or are those people stupid? Because you have people who are impulsive. A lot of children are impulsive. A lot of teenagers are impulsive. A lot of teenagers, they don't think things through. But does that make them stupid? So does being impulsive make you stupid? Clue says that's me. Let's see. Lou says, no way of predicting when a shooting will happen. That's impossible. No, yes, it is. So that's why I it is impossible. That's why I'm going back to what Brina says, considering foolish someone that's unaware of a consequence or outcome, because we don't know what the consequence is if we go into that market, if we go to that movie. We don't know what the other person's going to do. So if I'm unaware of an consequence or outcome and I get hit by a drunk driver, I was not aware that drunk driver was on the street. So does that make me foolish or is the driver foolish? Because he should have known what the outcome more than likely could be, more so than not. Hey, serotonin. No problem. I saw you. It popped up here. Thank you. thank you. Okay, so Brina says, what's the definition of foolish? Or foolish is, hold on, let me get this copy and paste in here. This is Google definition. Okay, definition of foolish. A person or action lacking good sense or judgment, unwise. So that drunk driver is foolish because that drunk driver should have known that there was a possibility. Now, I wouldn't even say 50-50. I think if you drink and drive, it's not a 50-50 chance. I think it's more of an 80 or maybe 90-10 chance that you, the driver who's drinking, is going to hurt someone. So if you're unaware of the consequence or outcome, does that make me foolish or does it make me stupid? And then I would ask, is the world full of stupid people? Is the world, full of stupid people? is the world full of people who are just stupid? Should there be a law that stupid people should wear a dunce cap on their heads so we can identify those people? Okay, Mr. Neatman says, well, if you keep repeating the same mistake over and over, not learning from it, then you are stupid. And then in your scenario, the drunk driver is the one that's foolish. I agree. They're not supposed to be drinking and driving, and they know that. Therefore, the driver's stupid as well. I agree with that. Then Mr. Nigma says, technically speaking, so if I don't know how to play the guitar, that makes me stupid at the guitar because I don't know how to play it. Well, does that make you stupid because you don't know how to play, or do you just not know how to play? I mean, I don't know how to play the drums. Does that make me stupid because I can't play the drums? I mean, there are a lot of instruments out there that I cannot play. Does that make me stupid, or just does that just make me unable to play that particular instrument? And Lou says, yes, definitely a lot of stupid people everywhere. So, okay, so again, are stupid people idiots? Brina says, people that vote for building an Amazon warehouse instead of a park for kids are stupid. Brina, they built Amazon warehouse over here by me a couple of years ago. So are they stupid or are they greedy? Okay, give you the definition of stupid. Okay, so hold on for a minute. Let me go back. Let me put this in here again. Okay, I am going to give another definition here. Okay, hold on for a second. Cut and paste. Hold on, my copying and pasting is not. Okay, here we go. Another definition of stupid: slow of mind, obtuse, given to unintelligent decisions or acts, acting in an unintelligent or careless manner, or lacking intelligence or reason, brutish. Okay, so I want to take out the slow of mind part, because to me that's talking about people who are mentally disabled. So I want to take that part out. And I would not call them stupid. So let's talk about the rest of given to unintelligent decisions or acts. There are people who make unintelligent decisions. And Mr. Ignema, you're right. There are people who are repeat offenders in that. They continuously make unintelligent decisions. Acting in an unintelligent or careless manner, if you're a drunk driver, lacking intelligence or reason. So can a quote unquote normal person lack intelligence? Because I think that there are people who are out there functioning that lack intelligence. Brina says more of dog parts. And Lou says that sounds like common sense. I mean, do you guys know people who I hate to put it like this, but it's the only way I can put it, who are walking around and they're functioning, but they're unintelligent people? I mean, they're just not intelligent people. You know, are they everywhere? You know, and people who claim to know everything, do they look at the rest of us as stupid? Does someone who is a genius do they look at the rest of us as being stupid because we're just ordinary? Functioning zombies, Shorty says, yep. are you stupid if you don't know how to use a computer? I mean, I'm challenged when it comes to Discord. Am I stupid? Okay, and Lou says, I only make the same mistake over and over. Okay, but according to Mr. Enigma, I cannot say that name. Enigma, if you're making the same mistake over and over, you're stupid. You're that repeat offender. When are you going to learn your lesson? When are you going to get it? Hey, Shorty.
Hey, Silent. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good. Uh-huh. So what do you think, Miss Shorty?
Well, if you keep making the same mistake over and over again, you're not really technically stupid. You just, you know what's there and you know what's the outcome going to be, but you continue want to do it. So eventually you're going to have to learn one day, you know what I mean, from being doing the same thing, you know what I mean? So.
Okay, Shorty, then let me ask this. You have a child who continuously puts his hand on a hot stove. Is your child stupid?
In some way, I'm like, you gotta learn your lesson. Like, eventually, you're gonna keep touching it. And your hand gonna keep burning. When you gonna pay attention? You know, I'm not gonna.
But are they stupid?
A little bit.
Okay, so if you're a boy or girl, man or woman, mm-hmm. And you keep asking this particular person out, they keep telling you no. Are you stupid because you keep asking them knowing what the outcome is, knowing what the probable outcome is?
They just want to see if you're going to change the answer. Is it still going to say, if you still going to be like, all right, yeah, but then.
Okay, but.
It's going to be annoying.
Okay, but if they're doing it, if you're asking that person in front of other people and they keep shooting you down and people keep laughing, going, Shorty, you know, you really need to stop asking dude if he wants to go out, whatever, because he keeps telling you no, you know, whatever. I mean, are you stupid? Is that person stupid? Because you know that dude is going to keep saying no, or this girl over here is going to keep saying no. So,
because he already gave you the answer. The answer ain't the outcome of it ain't going to change. It's still going to be the same. So you probably will feel stupid because you still doing the same shit in your head. You thinking, is they gonna change the answer? Let me keep asking, knowing you already heard it, and you hear them laughing at you. And
okay, all right. Now let me read what Mr. Enigma says. Let's see. Well, you see, now where I'm from, a person who keeps making the same mistake over and over and over and not learning from it, we like to call them retarded. Okay, politically, that's not correct. Simply because they're being beyond stupid, not learning from their mistake. As much as I hate that word and using that word, that's what we do down here to describe someone who keeps repeating the same mistake over and over, thinking there will be a different outcome when there's not. Mr. Enigma, can I ask where you are? Are you in the United States? Are you in another country? What part of the U.S. you're in? And then Mr. Newman says, his cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's Vegas said, well, Clark, stupid is what stupid does. Okay. And Lou says, replying to Mr. Enigma, but for me, it's only one thing, doesn't pertain to anything else in my life. Okay. So you're in the U.S. Okay. So, but should you, okay. I'm going to take this, Mr. Enigma, I'm going to take this into the politically correct zone here. Okay, he has left, but okay, so I'm still going to take this into the politically correct zone here. Should you call someone, should you refer to someone with that definition of a mental disability, when you know that person doesn't have a mental disability, but they are a repeat offender in what they continue to do. Because that's why I said, you know, when I saw the other definition of stupid, I wanted to take the slow of mind part out, because I don't think it's fair. I don't think you can lump everyone into that. And I don't think you can lump that category into the rest of stupidity. So if you're a repeat offender, and Lou, you say that you're a repeat offender in one thing, does that make you stupid? Why are you a repeat offender in one particular thing? I don't know what the thing is. I'm not going to ask because you didn't say whatever. But if it's one particular thing, why are you a repeat offender? Why don't you stop? Brandon says, as an 80s baby, I grew up using the R word to refer to someone doing something stupid, reckless. I don't anymore. Okay, but the R word was back in the 50s and earlier, whatever, 60s, that's how they called people. They didn't say mentally handicapped. That wasn't the word then. It was the R word. You know, so again, I ask, is the world full of stupid people? Would you call someone a buffoon? If you said, oh, you know, you're a buffoon, is that the same thing as stupid? I mean, technically it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the same thing, but in a whole different way of you saying it. Same definition.
Okay, so the people who are at a football game, 30 below zero, freezing outside, and they're taking off their shirt, and their face is all made up and paint and everything. Are they stupid? Or like you said, are they crazy? They stupid? Okay, but why are they crazy?
Because, listen, you think I'm going to be out there in some 30 below weather? You understand what I'm saying? Like Lou said, they most likely drunk. So, you know,
but are they drunk? Because... you're assuming that they're drunk, because didn't they take the time at home to put that paint on and all the other stuff? So they knew what they were going to do. They knew. Okay. So can you attribute, Newton, hi, welcome. So can you attribute it to them being drunk if they literally went out, got the paint, knew what they were going to do, stood in front of their mirror or each other and painted themselves up, put their shirt on, drove to the game, knowing that they were going to take off their shirt and start whooping and howling, even though they probably started drinking.
And spend that much money on some tickets like that, to me, yeah, that's stupid. Because you know why? You know what I can do with that money? They don't spend that money on those football.
Okay, but again, but why is it stupid? Is it stupid because you wouldn't do it, or is it just stupid because it's a stupid act? Just because you wouldn't do it, does that make it stupid?
Well, you know how we think. Yeah, it's stupid because we won't do it, and that's a lot of money. But to them, they thought it's just an investment. That's their team. They're going to ride it out for their team.
Okay, so again, is it stupid or is it... See, I think it's crazy because it's 30 below zero. Or even, I don't care if it was 20 degrees outside, you know, to take off your shirt and your jacket and all this other stuff. To me, first thing I'm thinking about, okay, that person's gonna have pneumonia the next day and blah 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 blah.
Stop murdering the panda.
Okay, all right. So again, I come back to say, is stupidity and being an idiot, is it the same thing?
Well, stupidity and what?
being an idiot?
It's a difference, I think. Because being an idiot, you already know what you're doing. You keep doing the same thing, and you know the outcome. You know what I mean? There you go. Thank you, Brina. It's a higher degree of stupidity. Yes. See, Brina, thank you, Brina, for helping me.
Okay, so then I'm asking everyone on the panel, have you guys never done anything crazy? And what's crazy to you may not be crazy to me.
Of course, I did a lot of stupid shit. Sorry. Yeah, I did a lot of stupid things.
Okay, no, I'm not saying crazy stupid. Things. I said crazy. So okay,
oh, yeah, I
so,
did a lot of crazy things. Mm-hmm.
So have you done stupid things?
Yeah, I did both. Mm-hmm. And Yes, ma'am.
But you don't consider yourself stupid or crazy?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. I ain't finna lie to you. Sometimes I do.
So if someone, called you stupid, would you be offended?
If they don't know what I did, yes, I will.
No, I mean, no. I mean, they saw what you did. And they said, Shorty, oh, you know what? You're just stupid. I cannot believe you did that. That you were just, not that was stupid. You are stupid.
Oh, no. Nah, see, if I, no. Nah. You ain't going to call me stupid to get away with it. What I did was stupid, yes. Not me particularly, no. Nah. You'll sit up there and let somebody call you stupid? The same question that you asked me.
No. But, okay,
you
but.
Get mad?
I would be a little perturbed, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, if you're that repeat offender, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over.
That's different, then, yeah.
And I say, Shorty, no, damn, you know, why are you being so stupid?
I'm like, what you mean by that, why I'm being so stupid? You know,
I'm just saying because you keep doing the same stupid thing over and over. So are you not being stupid?
I'm feeling myself some nuggets.
Boy, get all them. You gonna eat all them?
I'm just gonna mute. I'm gonna mute you for a minute there, Shorty. So I mean, again. Is being stupid and doing stupid things the same thing? If you are stupid and you are doing stupid things, is it the same thing? And are you more offended by the word idiot? Or are you more offended by the word stupid? You're an idiot. You're stupid. I mean, they're both harsh. And if you were doing something stupid or you were doing something that made you appear to be an idiot, does it soften the blow if someone calls you foolish? Is foolish less? Make you less stupid? So if you repeatedly do something that's foolish, are you stupid? I mean, I personally think foolish has a softer ring to it. Lou says, words don't hurt me, sticks and stones. Well, I mean, I do believe that some words can hurt. I don't believe in the whole sticks and stones thing. Because words can hurt. If the words are coming from someone you care about, then it hurts. Okay, so Brina, is it different if your teacher says, Brina, why are you being stupid? As opposed to your mom or dad saying, Brina, why are you being stupid? Does it hurt more because your parents said it? Or does it hurt, period, because someone said it? Or if an acquaintance said, Brina, why are you being stupid? They all said the same thing. Hey, Brina, let's forget that teacher. Okay, it would hurt if it came from my mom. Okay. So let me ask this. So if you're a child growing up and you're constantly telling your child that they're stupid or they're being stupid or they're acting stupid, will they do stupid things? Will they grow up to do stupid things as opposed to that child who was never told that from their parent? Lou says, I only get called stupid because of the same mistake I made. Other than that, nobody calls me anything. Well, Lou, I mean, so should you stop making the same mistake? So do children who grow up with parents who call them stupid and point out things that they do as stupid, do they grow up doing stupid things? Like it's almost expected of them. Well, you're going to call me stupid anyway, so I may as well, you know, do something stupid. I mean, can that happen? Brina says, I feel so bad for those kids. It absolutely affects them somehow. And Minnesota says, possibly. Do they then get married and start calling their children stupid?
They might. They might not.
Mm-hmm. But Shorty, but do you think that that would affect the child if you consistently, I mean, every time, you stop being stupid.
Of course, it will.
Okay, so you're
start thinking it.
So your boss is, you go to work every day, your boss is constantly putting you down, constantly calling you stupid. I cannot believe you did. This is so stupid. You know, this is stupid. Why, you know, or you're in a meeting and, you know, your boss says, does anybody have anything to add? No. What can we do better? Blah, blah, blah. You say something. Oh, that's just stupid. Shorty, that is just dumb. I cannot believe that you said something so stupid. Does that affect that employee? Because next time you're in that meeting and they say, does anybody have anything? Okay. But if you if your boss is consistently saying that you're stupid, do you stop giving suggestions? Why should I say something? Because you're going to call me stupid anyway. Lou says, my parents never called me stupid. I've never called my kids stupid. Neither did my, and neither do I, Lou, on that one. Brina says, sometimes kids have other adults in their life for validation, which help them avoid repeating that to their kids. Yeah, but again, Brina, like you said, it hurts more when it's coming from your parent, from someone who's supposed to care about you, someone who's supposed to love you. Even though those parents who want to, you know, give you that hard love, you know, that tough love, I'm going to toughen them up, I'm going to toughen her up, whatever. But are you the stupid one because you keep calling your child stupid? Is the stupid one actually you and not them? Welcome back, Mr. Enigma. So do all of us have a level of stupidity in us?
We all do.
Or should
it all depends on do what we all doing.
Okay, do we have a level of foolishness? Is it better to say we all have a level of foolishness in us as opposed to stupidity? And Lou says, I had a disabled child. Luckily he grew out of it, but he would call himself that. So hard to deal with that. You know, but Lou, I would have to say, was he calling himself that because other people were calling him that?
Probably because other people was calling him that. Because if you hear it so much, that's what you'll start feeling like that.
Okay, and I agree with that, because I think if you have someone that's unattractive, you have this unattractive child, and someone is constantly saying, you're ugly, you're ugly, you're ugly, I think that child is going to just start thinking that, because right. so many people are telling them that, instead of saying, you are beautiful, blah, 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 whatever. You know, so that's when I say, you know, Lou, when you said, you know, sticks and stones, words do hurt. Because words can't affect people, and we don't know what might affect you may not affect me, and vice versa. Everyone internalizes and they take things differently. And stupid is a harsh word. But I do think there are stupid people that are out there. And Lou says a lot of comforting was needed. Right. So this is what I'm saying. I don't think that you can say sticks and stones. And I think parents do their children a disservice when they say sticks and stones. Because to me, number one, it sounds like you're not taking what I'm feeling seriously. And those same kids that you're saying sticks and stones to, you come home one day and your child's hanging from the closet. Now, some people may say, Solid, that's a bit extreme, but unfortunately, it's happening. Oh, don't pay attention to what those kids are saying. Don't care about what they're saying on Facebook, whatever. I mean, to me, those people are being stupid. And those words are stupid, but when they're directed at you, sometimes it's different. It's not a sticks and stones thing. Okay, Lou says, the world is not a soft world. This place will destroy you. Hey, son, welcome. TQ's in the house. Mr. Enigma says, doing a disservice to your child is giving him a participant trophy for playing a sport. Yeah, we had a show on that, on the participation trophies. Yeah. You know, so I don't know, you know, I think the world is full of stupid people, because you have people doing stupid things. And again, I'm not lumping people who are mentally disabled into this category. Because I don't think it's fair. I'm talking about people who consistently do stupid things over and over and over again. Okay, Mr. Enigma says, also sugarcoating things for your kids is doing them a disservice big time. They're never going to learn consequences there if you sugarcoat them. That's true. That is true. We talked about that on another show. No problem, TQ. No problem. You know, so that's all I got, y'all. Shorty, you want to have any last words of wisdom, or do you want to say something stupid or foolish or idiotic or crazy?
All y'all some little bald-headed, tiny little cockroaches.
There she go, y'all. We all bald-headed cockroaches. Oh, Lord. Well, I said I was going to do a stupid show, y'all, but I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Janet Jackson today. Oh, and everyone, thank you very much for all the wishes yesterday. Thank you. It was a very good day. So,
ooh,
thank you.
Can we sing to you?
No. And Minnesota says, sorry for out. Yes, Minnesota, you did out me. She called me later. She was trying to tell me she's new to Discord. And even though she did text me, whatever, she didn't have to put it on Discord. But she said she was trying to do the message thing, and she didn't realize when she saw my picture, she just assumed that was my private chat. No, it wasn't.
Thank you, Minnesota.
No, it wasn't, because I, you know, my that day usually comes and it goes. That's okay, Lou. That is okay. But honestly, y'all, I appreciate the wishes. But I'm gonna take this out with a little bit of Janet. This is one of my favorite songs. So here we go. And everyone, Shorty, thanks for coming up on the panel. And everyone else, thank you for participating in the chat. Much appreciated. And TQ, my son, thank you for listening. So here we go. Janet Jackson, a little bit of Nasty.
Give me a beat.
Y'all, I'm over here grooving, just jumping up and down. Oh, boy. Anyway. anyway, y'all, thank you so much for coming and listening and adding in. And I will see you guys tomorrow. So enjoy your day or evening. Bye.